This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Rock it, folks. We're here to rock it. We're here to rock the boat.
I want to tell you,
we're here to make waves. But we keep our eyes fixed on Him, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Isn't that right? Well, what's going on in your country today? We'll get to that in just a moment. We are going to go to our friend Joel Osteen, and we're going to talk about how he was lynched on CNN. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our little Steffi. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio. Say it with me, friends.
Sons of Liberty Radio.
One more time. Sons of Liberty Radio.
You can make that into like a song.
On Facebook. And you can also go over to Bradley Dean, two different websites on Facebook, one fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Friends, phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, before I hand it over to Steph real quick, I want to let you guys know what's going on in your country. IRS gets, well, they get gutted $1.1 billion from tax enforcement because of the ridiculous scenarios that they have been giving the American people, the blatant lies. Their hard drive broke down. They lost their emails. Well, we have some good judges in America still. Praise God for that. A lot of good people in that institution called government. Praise God. That are basically coming forth to the IRS and saying, you know what? We're not asking you to recover Lois Lerner's emails. We're telling you. So therefore, they are putting their demand upon crime and saying, give it back to us. Another thing that's going on in your country, Chicago Blacks. Did you hear what I said? Obama's the worst president ever. Obama is the worst president ever. Who said that? Well, the black communities in Chicago are becoming aware as to what's going on in this country. By the way, a good majority of the black population is and has been. You've just been led to believe through the state-run media just the exact opposite as to what's going on in your country. Again, friends, we're all saying the same things. We just need to come together on concerning the causes in which we need to enforce the laws, which we need to bring about resolve. And the way that we're going to do that is by bringing forth judgment to bring about resolve to establish righteousness and peace within our lands. What else is going on in your land? Dems push radical citizen. Listen to this, friends. The Democrats are pushing. Now, all of their pretenses are completely gone now. They're just mask off. They're saying this is who we are. The Democrats push radical citizen-funded unrestricted abortion. They want abortion without an apology. Friends, they are straight-up murderers, and that is criminal in this country. But you can go back to the American people in 1973 who stood down when they should have stood up, and they allowed the black robed tyrants called the Supreme Court in the United States to sanction murder in the first place. What else is going on in your country? Well, we can go to the UN. They're seeking to intervene in U.S. border crisis. I didn't know that that was their business. Well, of course, keep in mind who is behind all of what's going on in the not only in the United States of America, but across the globe through terror. Well, there's the UN just waiting to grab power, aren't they, friends? So out of chaos, that they've created, friends. What are they trying to do? Trying to establish a new world order. And yes, friends, that's exactly what they're trying to do. But it all can be prevented if the American people would come under the umbrella of who we are, one nation under my daddy, and he is a big daddy. He's a merciful daddy, but he's also a judge. So anyways, to say all that, to say this, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Steffi?
Well, the reason why that is
Steffi!
Oh, I love
it.
I'm feeling very special right now.
Oh, so am I. That sugar's just kicking in right now, sister.
Well, you know, the reason why that is, of course, because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God, and we always want to be led by the Spirit. Why is that? Because as the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
Amen. Now, I love it.
That's right. Now, today we're going to be talking about condemnation, and we have none other than Mr.
Yes.
Joel Osteen.
Yes.
Yes, talking about how he just went to church when he was a youngster, and he walked away feeling condemned, and that wasn't such a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, I got a question. If you don't walk away feeling condemnation for your sin because you transgressed the law of God, namely the Ten Commandments, why in the world do you have a need of sin?
Well, I would say that you'd be void of conscience, but it shows you that that's a blessed state because you're actually condemned because your conscience is bearing witness to the truth of God's law.
That's exactly right. Now, I want to insert Charles Spurgeon here, who had a few words to say about condemnation. He said this. We are said by common talk to be in a state of probation, but that is not true.
Not
we
scriptural
are,
neither,
no,
by the way.
Yeah, he said, we are all of us in a state of present condemnation if we are not in Christ Jesus. It's kind of like this. When you look at someone and you bring forth their sin by showing them the law of God, asking them, have you ever stolen before, have you ever lied before, have you looked with lust before, what you're doing is you're bringing about and aware of their conscience of their sin before God. You're not condemning them. They're already condemned.
That's all the law does is show you your disease.
That's exactly
is what it
right.
Does.
And so I'm going to make a point here. It's like this. If your house is dusty and you pull back the shades and all of a sudden the sunlight comes in exposing the dust, it wasn't the sunlight's fault that all of a sudden all the dust is there. No, no, no. What the sunlight did was merely showed you the fact that the dust was there. And
now,
that's what the law of God
but
does.
But what precedes that explanation is the very fact before you pulled the curtain, everything seemed okay.
That's right.
It's when you pulled the curtain open that the sun shined through. The commandment is a lamp, the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. The Holy Spirit in John 16 comes about to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So the Holy Ghost is coming about to bring forth the conviction of sin before God's just holy law to work in what? Something called repentance.
That's
right. That is foreign to America.
And our job as ministers is to give people a knowledge of their sin because, as Bradley was saying, you might not have known that the dust was there until that sunlight was pulled back. Just like a sinner in their state. They might be having fun. They might be living their life. They don't realize that they are in danger.
That's right.
Because no one has been a faithful enough witness to them to pull back that shade, let the sunlight, like you said, the commandment is a lamp, the law is a light, reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to show them their need for a Savior.
One more thing. Those that are in Christ are not condemned. Those that are outside of Christ are condemned.
That's
I'll read
right.
that in just a moment. There is therefore now no yep. condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the what?
Flesh.
The flesh, but
after the Spirit.
Okay, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath what?
Made us
all free from the law of sin and death.
But you can't find freedom until you seek repentance and the blood of Jesus Christ to wash away your
who
sin.
Who is the great emancipator? His name is Jesus Christ,
right.
The great liberator, right? Friends, as George Whitefield rightly said, either God is going to be glorified in your salvation or he's going to be glorified in your destruction. So the choice is up to you, Deuteronomy 30:19. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come right back to Mr. Osteen getting jumped, lynched on CNN. We're going to have a lot of fun with this, but just to show you how apostate and heretical this man is.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866. Friends, you really need to understand, you really do make the show. Okay? 1-866-233-0747. It's your feedback that always gets us off on these little prophetic rabbit trails, and I love it, because it's about you, the people. This isn't about us getting together every day for an hour to figure out what we can say because we want to try to be cool, or we want to try to be right about something where others are wrong about it. No. This is about feeding the flock. And here, you know, no better way to express what I'm trying to say than this. In the days of Nero, the Roman Emperor, Nero, and in the days when the Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the Romans, there was a shortage of food in Rome. The people were hungry, but some were starving. And everyone was worried about where the next meal would come from. And at that same time, there was an abundance of food in Alexandria, Egypt, on the banks of the Nile. The Nile River would flood, and with fresh water, there was plenty of corn and wheat in Egypt. So merchant ships would sail from Rome to Alexandria, Egypt. And you'd expect that those boats would bring back corn and wheat from Egypt to feed the folks that were starving. Well, did they? No, they did just the exact opposite. The ships were filled with the sand to be used in the Emperor Nero's gladiator games. There was so much blood from animals and blood from human beings that they filled the circus floor with sand to soak up all the blood. Sand for gladiator shows. See, the ships were filled with sand of all things, and on one day an owner of a ship came down to the wharf and saw the sand being unloaded. He saw all the hungry and starving people who wanted more than sand. They wanted to be fed with wheat and corn. So what this ship owner did is he took his ship, and the ship owner ordered his ship captain to bring back a shipload of wheat rather than a shipload of sand. And when that ship arrived in Rome, all the hungry people were enormously happy that the ship did not have sand, but corn and wheat, and that they would have meal of food that night to fill their bellies. That's exactly the purpose of this radio show. It's not to talk. It's about to bring resolve. It's about feeding those that hunger in truth for righteousness. Because my Bible tells me, and Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, said, they shall be filled.
That's right.
That's what we're doing here. And again, I want you to understand that you make the radio show. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And I think it's a great way to explain what this show is about. Like you said, it's not for us to sit and talk for an hour. It's to bring resolve and feed the hungry flock and also to equip you out to go do. It's kind of like if you're going out and fighting the good fight of faith and you're in a battle, you come back to the barracks not just to lay around and get lazy and not go out again. You should be coming back to get filled up, to get equipped, just like this show should be doing you, filling you up, equipping you with all the things that we have, all the products, to go out there and keep fighting the good fight of faith, because our answers are found in Jesus Christ. It's not doom and gloom, no hope, just, you know, make a shelter and die.
Yeah.
This is, we have hope because Christ already gave us the victory.
God is our shelter.
That's right. God is our shelter. We are going forward no matter what. We're doing what our forefathers did for us, and namely what Jesus Christ sacrificed for us, that all might be saved.
Is like when you say Jesus Christ, is that like a cool way of saying Jesus?
I don't
because
know.
Because I notice you always say Jesus Christ. It's like, is that like a hipster's way of saying it?
Your parents are burn hippies, right? They are hippies. Well, they were hippies.
Well, you're a PK kid, a pastor's kid.
That's right. But I don't mean to say it. Like, maybe I was running out of breath. Jesus Christ. Does that sound better for you?
That's better.
Okay,
I like it.
I just want to make sure that you're happy today.
Friends, really quick. You know how we always hear about John 3:16? Always remember, friends, when you're hearing, for God so loved the world that he gave. Always remember that God gave, and keep in mind the heart of God by sacrificing his son on the behalf of mankind. Don't ever forget that, because that is the essence. That is the cross of Jesus Christ right there. And when you look at the church in America today, you can see that exactly what Christ lived out. You know, we're to follow him who went before us, right? 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ, Paul said, the man that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Well, when we look in Scripture in Matthew 10, it says, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But he said, whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. And then he comes on, this is the Lord, he said, think not that I've come to bring peace or send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. Friends, the way to prepare, the way to maintain peace is to always prepare for war. And we are in a battlefield. We cannot be church, I'm talking to the church, patriots and Christians, all one and the same. We cannot be at peace with the world that's at war with your Heavenly Father. Okay? Jesus goes on, for I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foe shall be they of his own household. Now, when that happens today, instead of acknowledging that it's Christ dividing for his service, what man does is he blames the devil for bringing division. No, keep in mind, it's the Lord that brings the variance about, if you're in servitude towards your Lord. A man's foe shall be they of his own household. Jesus goes on, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not up his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Is that the gospel that you're hearing today? No, you're hearing exactly the opposite. I'm going to play a piece for you in just a second here, where Osteen got lynched. By the way, I didn't say that. They did. Going back to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now listen carefully. Verse 17. For God sent not his Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. In other words, he hath not acted the way Christ acts. Go on. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. By the way, rot needs to be pounded in place.
Now,
I got to play this piece.
Okay.
So go for
okay,
it.
Okay, real Wait. Quick. I have to say that the same scripture you had up is the same one that I had up.
Of course.
It's the condemnation that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil, as you pointed out. Now, the other side of that is there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh.
That's right.
But after the Spirit. So the condemnation is that men are walking out according to their flesh,
yeah.
loving darkness rather than the light. The condemnation goes, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus when you become in Christ Jesus through repentance.
It's like this. You know when you were a kid and you would go out to parties, if you did, and the cops would come, people would say, the cops are here. I guess in the 70s, they used to say, the pigs are here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, who's bad? The good man that has the badge on that enforces the laws to keep the peace in the land, or the man that's willing to take him down because he wants to do his own will?
That's right.
Okay. So the condemnation is to the one that's breaking the law, not to the one that's enforcing the law.
That's right.
And by the way, the very definition of the word offend in Webster's 1828 means to stand against God's moral law. So when you're hearing the liberal wax, immoral, depraved reprobates say, I'm offended, you just stand there and say, that's good you're offended, because that's what you need to do. See, they're waiting for the church to actually stand in what they believe, so they have a reason to repent, because now they've seen the Christ, and that's what's missing.
Yeah. I agree.
You are just all over it. Johnny on the spot.
Well, I was just going to say, to finish up what I was saying, is the fact that, listen, the condemnation comes because men love darkness rather than the light. When men turn from their sins, repent of their sins, and the blood of Jesus Christ washes them from their sin, then there's now no condemnation because they are now in Christ Jesus, as the Bible talks about in Romans 8:8, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Notice that they have turned from their sin. They don't just repent and then go back to their old wicked ways.
No.
That's not true repentance.
Yep, and keep in mind what precedes that verse, keeping everything in context, in textual context. It's interesting to note that if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. We're not living to our will. We're living according to His. Read Romans 6 when you get a minute.
That's right. As Jesus said to the woman, go and sin no more. In the same way, when you are truly repentant, you turn from your wicked ways. You walk not after the flesh. Now you're led of the Spirit because Christ is within you.
If you're following the Christ.
That's right.
Okay. Now, what I have to do is I have to set this up. Osteen on same-sex marriage. He gets lynched by the anchor on CNN. And she begins to go into the questions that, of course, Joel Osteen doesn't want to address. Remember, he wants to stay in his own lane. Remember, he's the guy that said, you know, when I was a kid, I used to leave church condemned and I'd feel guilty about things. Well, it's like if you're feeling guilty, then you should understand that that's the Spirit of God working godly repentance into you to turn to God, not away from God. But folks, they're not even bridging the gap because they're not preaching the cross, which, by the way, is the very power of God unto salvation. So, I promise, friends, right when we come back, we're going to play this piece. If you'd like to be a part of the show, now's the time, not the last segment, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms, for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. As promised.
We are finally here.
Again, 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to be a part of the show. Here's our friend, Mr. Joe Olstein. And I want you to listen carefully. This is him getting jumped, lynched on CNN. Listen carefully, friends.
I'm trying to understand. I go to church regularly, but I'm not so strong on the Bible, so you'll have to walk me through some of this. And there's some pastors who disagree. They say the scriptures don't defend that, and Jesus didn't weigh in on homosexuality. Sure. So my question is, when you're talking to your 45,000 people in your service, and some of them are gay, you're saying to them, you're a sinner.
Well, Shirley, first off, in my services, I don't cover all these issues that we talk about here.
Would you make it clear that you think that homosexuality is
sin? When I read the scripture, that's what I believe, that the scripture condemns it or says it's a sin. But it also says that, you know, lying is, and that being prideful is.
Right, so then you shouldn't lie. But for people who are gay, you're saying, so then you shouldn't be gay?
Be gay.
I think that's the big debate. And the scripture says you've got to work out your own salvation.
You think you can choose to be gay or not gay? You think you choose to be straight?
No, I know I have not chosen to be straight. I feel like that's who I am.
So how could I choose to be gay?
One question at a time.
Oh, sorry.
No, I think...
I'm trying to be respectful. I mean, I'm a big admirer of your work. I think you're trying to lift people up.
Okay, now, this is what was here.
Yeah.
You mean you're telling people in your church they're sinners?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's why they're in church.
Mm-hmm.
They have a disease. That's why they need the great physician. Hello.
Of course.
Well, this is ridiculous. This is how far backwards the gospel in America has become. Friends, see, the Greeks don't believe that they need a physician because they don't believe they're sinners. To the Jews, Jesus was a stumbling block because of their pride and their arrogance and their self-righteousness. So they just simply rejected him. But when we come over to America, these are the people that don't even realize that they are sinners that need to be saved by grace, which empowers them to overcome. Augustine said this. He said, the law detects, grace conquers.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
Well, if there was no sin that needed to bring justice forth because of man's sin, why in the world would Jesus have to die on the cross?
He didn't
there
have to.
There would be
to.
No
That's
need
right.
for him to die on the cross if there was no sins of the world that had to be brought forth justice upon the sin of mankind.
So wait. Say that again.
What I'm saying is basically, if there was no sin in the world, Christ would never have had to die
to pay the
price
for those sins.
For
the sins of the world.
Right. So he had to come to pay the price for man's sin. If there was no sin and man didn't need a savior,
That's
there
right.
would be no need for Jesus
That's
to
right.
die.
God wouldn't have had to have a need to send his son in the first place.
Right, exactly.
But he did, and you have the preachers of the day. Folks, we said this so many different ways, but I'll just say it again, black and white. We have a gay agenda that attacks everybody that doesn't agree with them because the preachers aren't preaching against homosexuality, which is a clear abomination in the sight of God. Now, it's all over the scripture, friends. So, you know, going back to this news anchor, she said she goes to church regularly, but she doesn't know the Bible.
Yeah, so okay? How would she know?
Okay, now, how can you have mercy to somebody that's hitting the issue concerning homosexual marriage in this particular situation, and she's confronting a pastor. She herself calls herself a Christian because she goes to church, right? And she's confronting the pastor, rightly so, but in her particular situation, she has no excuse because she has the same Bible that pastor has.
Right.
She doesn't even know the difference of right and wrong. Listen, a little kid knows that they have a dad and a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we have adults that are full-grown adults on news, namely on CNN, confronting a pastor saying, you know, you're calling them sinners. You've got a lot of gay people in your church. Why are they still gay? And then we have the fool that's a gay advocate that says, do you feel that you were born the way that you were born? And what does Osteen say? He says, well, of course, I feel that I was born the way that I was born in so many words. In essence, that's what he was saying. By a homosexual that's confronting him for being heterosexual and then going back to himself and say, well, do you think gays are born that way? Folks, do you believe the man that can't help himself when he likes to steal? Was he born that way because he can't keep his hands off of your property? Well, he was born that way. What about the man that doesn't know how to tell the truth? Well, when he gets busted by the cop looks at him and says, well, you know, you didn't know any difference. You were born that way. You know, King David said that he was born in iniquity, but he made the choice to obey God. And I said this before, and I'll say it again. What? You have the dispensation to make the wrong choices, but you don't have the dispensation to make the right choices? That's foolish, friends. Did you hear about the bandit who likes to kill just on Fridays? He said he's doing his best. He couldn't help himself because he was born that way. This is ridiculous, friends. Sin is moral, not physical. In other words, again, you have the dispensation to make the right choice, as do you have the dispensation to make the wrong choice. And rest assured, you will be held accountable by a just and a holy God on Judgment Day, for it is appointed unto all men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And rest assured as well, friends, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And yes, Christ does condemn homosexuality, just like he does condemn liars and thieves and adulterers. And everybody else, there's no special category for the homosexuals, friends. And I know that they're the victims, and we're still trying to figure out what they're the victims of. Besides the law of God, it seems to me that they attack everybody. They're the victims that don't agree with their totalitarian methods, is what it comes down to. But we are where we're at today in America because of these spineless whores, these spineless hirelings that stand for nothing. And because they stand for nothing, America's falling forever. Everything.
Yeah, and the case in point, when she asked the question, she said, well, listen, people are coming to your church and you're telling them that they're sinners because they're gay. Well, and what did he respond to that? He said, well, I don't hit all these issues.
With a smile on his face.
Okay, so your job as a preacher is to confront sin, is to spell it out, show them from the Word of God what God says because you're in accordance with the Word of God. It doesn't matter what your pastor says. I know this is going to really irk a few people, but it doesn't matter.
It's our job to irk.
Exactly. But you don't, even if you go to church every Sunday and your pastor tells you one thing, it doesn't matter even what your pastor says. What matters is what does the Word of God say? If your pastor is in line with the Word of God, then you got a good man and a good pastor. If your pastor is out of line with the Word of God,
preaching the full counsel of God.
That's right. If your pastor is not aligned with the Word of God, how are you supposed to know that if you're not reading the Bible?
A foolish physician he is, and a most unfaithful friend that will let a sick man die for fear of troubling him. And cruel wretches are we to our friends that will rather suffer them to go quietly to hell, like the Osteens of the world that smile in the face of those that know, that need to know, I'm sorry, that need to know the truth of God's word, and yet they smile away the truth. Now let me say it again. A foolish physician he is, and a most unfaithful friend that will let a sick man die for fear of troubling him. And cruel wretches are we to our friends that will rather suffer them to go quietly to hell than will anger them or haphazard our reputation with them. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Love does not withhold the truth. It owes the truth because love worketh no ill, Romans 13.
That reminds me of the physician who a boy was brought in and his arm was broke. And the physician looked at the broken arm and said, ooh, I'm going to have to completely break this and reset it in order for it to heal. But you know what? That's just going to cause this boy too much pain. So, son, I'm just going to leave it alone and not re-break it and set it aright so it heals properly because it'll just cause you too much pain. Now, which one's love? To say, listen, this is going to be painful, but in order for you to find healing, in order for your arm to work correctly, in order for you to flow in righteousness, so to speak, I'm going to have to cause you some pain and break that arm completely so I can reset it so it can heal properly. It would be ridiculous for a doctor, a physician, to say, listen, I really don't want to cause more pain, so we'll just let it grow crooked, and then you have a lame arm for the rest of your life. Which one's worse? A little pain to get it corrected and be able to use it properly, or to be lame and not have an arm to be able to use for the rest of your life because we just don't want to cause you a little pain.
Well, that's why you don't see the arm of the church evangelizing,
right?
Because of the fact that they have no power. And the reason they have no power is because they've never been to the foot of the cross. And the reason they've never been to the foot of the cross is because the preacher in America today hasn't driven them to the foot of the cross by the law.
That's right. And speaking of good preachers, it was Charles Spurgeon who said this. He said, "You have offended God and he is angry. This is not my word. It is written here. He is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. You are in the hands of the God of whom you have offended." And that goes wrong with that scripture. It's Psalm 7, 10 through 12 talks about how God judgeth the righteous and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword again.
That's right.
And hath bent his bow and made it ready. So it's our
that
job.
That is love.
That is love.
That is love.
A preacher's job is to say, listen, you have offended God. You have lied. You have stolen. You have done all these things. He is angry with you. What are you going to do to correct the problem?
Billy Sunday, the famous baseball player from the turn of the century, the early 1900s, friends, who turned evangelist, was right when he said this. Billy Sunday said this. He said, "Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile."
I really like that.
Let me say it again. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile. It amazes me.
Yeah.
It amazes me the absolute stupidity, the lack of Christ and the lack of Holy Ghost in the professed church today. They, instead of actually conquering society by the power of Christ, they succumb to society. Rather than changing culture, they adhere to culture and they are changed by culture that they are actually called to confront.
Yeah, I want to say this from growing up in the church my entire life. My dad was a pastor, so when I was 1 year old, he got his first pastoral position. In fact, when I meet churchgoers or talk to them, they worry me more than a straight heathen does, because if you go to church, they think, well, I'm moral. I don't smoke. I don't drink. Yep. I don't swear. So to me, they're far worse off than the straight heathen, because the straight heathen will say, yeah, I know what I do is wrong. I like doing what I'm doing. Just because you're moral and just because you go to church every Sunday, as Bradley just pointed out, does not make you a Christian just because you do the same routine of everything every day.
Well, of course, who hung Christ?
The Christians.
The snakes.
Professed
the vipers,
right.
The brood of vipers,
Pharisees,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. Remember when John the Baptist was baptizing those in the Jordan River that were repenting of their sins?
Yep.
Who came to him?
Pharisees.
John didn't go to him. He rebuked him. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I want to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Okay, you ready for this? When Scripture says in Romans 13 that love worketh no ill, keep in mind that you owe your brothers the gospel truth. You're not to withhold the truth because you might hurt their feelings. I also want to say this. Bradley, why are you talking about Joel Osteen? Because he's the leader of the pack that many hirelings aspire to be like. Because he's got 40,000 people, 45,000 people in his church. If that's what you want to call it. And it's not love to withhold correction. Correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. If Joel Osteen has ears to hear, he'll listen to those that love him enough to call him out. But I guarantee you he's being called out publicly because he will not repent privately. And rest assured, he has been confronted time and time and time again. People gather around these guys because of, namely, those that are in the professed church in America today because they want a church just like his. Because they're preaching the same lawless gospel. You know, Scripture tells us, friends, in the book of Timothy, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Well, you ask the average professed Christian in America, what's iniquity? They don't even know. Friends, they don't even know what sin is. They think it's missing the mark. No, it is not. It's transgressing, violating God's moral law purposely. 1 John 3:4. They preach a false grace, friends. Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a new sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by God's law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. In other words, Martin Luther was calling out the false prophets of the day. saying this new version of grace is not grace at all. And friends, it's exactly what you see today. They want, again, they want the crown, but they don't want the cross. They want the glory. They want the cross or the crown that belongs to Christ. They want to put it on their own heads. And if it wasn't true, then why is it that they continue on in their lawless preaching and they get lawless results and then they wonder why they get lawless results? Because they're preaching a false grace. That's why. There's no better way to explain it than the way I just said it. They're preaching a grace that is used for an occasion for the flesh. I'm going to play this one more time and I'm going to come right back. Listen to this. This is again Joel Osteen. He declares his faith, and it's about a minute and 27 piece. That's how long it is, a minute and 27 seconds, sorry.
I'm trying to understand. I go to church regularly, but I'm not so strong on the Bible, so you'll have to walk me through some of this. And there's some pastors who disagree. They say the scriptures don't defend that, and Jesus didn't weigh in on homosexuality. So my question is, when you're talking to your 45,000 people in your service, and some of them are gay, you're saying to them, you're a sinner.
Well, Shona, that first off, in my services, I don't cover all these issues that we talk about here.
Would you make it clear that you think that homosexuality is a sin?
When I read the scripture, that's what I believe, that the scripture condemns it or says it's a sin. But it also says that, you know, lying is, and that being prideful is.
Right, so then you shouldn't lie. But for people who are gay, you're saying, so
well,
then you should be gay?
Not be gay.
I think that's the big debate, and the scripture says you've got to work out your own salvation.
You think you can choose to be gay or not gay? You think you choose to be straight?
No, I know I have not chosen to be straight. I feel like that's who I am.
So how could I choose to be gay?
One question at a time.
Oh, sorry.
No, I think...
I'm trying to be respectful. I'm a big admirer of your work. I think you're trying to lift people up.
I think you're... No, lifting people up in the natural, the carnal man, that's called humanism.
Right.
Okay? We see a lot of that in the professed church today. Get better.
Yep.
You know, metaphysics, say it and you'll have it, name it, claim it. I mean, folks, the faith movement, there's good in all of them, but a good portion of the majority of what we see out there on a daily basis is, you know what? The little leaven isn't little anymore. It's now the leaven has gotten a lot bigger and it's out of hand. It's out of control. And what we see is the professed church in America that has completely gone apostate.
Yep.
Now, I also want people to understand that we're to love the brethren with an unfeigned love. Why? Because we see that the price of redemption was the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Now I'm in the book of Peter, right? What does unfeigned mean? Not a counterfeit love. You know, the Bible says in Romans that we are not to love with a dissimulated love, a counterfeit love, not an emotional, I don't want to hurt your feelings kind of a love. You know, this is what I guess used to be preached back in the 60s. This used to be common preaching that I'm preaching right now, used to be common ground back in the 60s. But now, if you preach the truth, it's called hate.
Yeah.
No, wait a second. When you go to Scripture, friends, just to set that record straight real quick, it says in Leviticus 19, verse 17, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. And friends, wasn't it Jesus that said in John 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another? And then he goes on, if the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. And why, Lord, do they hate me? Because it's a love that is found by the Holy Ghost. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, not by man's fallen state. Love is found in Christ's risen state.
And what does love have
Hallelujah.
To gain by giving someone the truth? What you only have to sincerely love someone to give them the truth, because you're going to reap their scorn, maybe their hatred. You're going to reap all their, who are you to tell me, and I don't want to be around that person anymore. If they don't hear the truth and repent their sins, you're going to reap that. Why would someone who truly loves would speak to someone that way? Because they love them. If you don't love them, you'd say, oh, it's okay, everything's fine,
great
don't
analogy.
Worry about it.
When my little boy was 2.5 years old, this is quite some time ago, he was sitting on my lap. We were driving around a lake in Minnesota here. I can bring you to the exact spot. It was at Lake Harriet in Minnesota. He was sitting on my right knee. His diaper got wet. He peed his pants. And I wanted to make sure the girl that was driving the car understood that I wasn't the one that peed my pants. I didn't pee my pants. My little boy did. I said, would you pull over on the side of the road here? She pulls over. I take my little boy, who I love so much, hugely. I take him, I set him down on the side of the curb. I said to him, do not go anywhere until Daddy gets out of the car. My little boy disobeyed Daddy's command. He runs behind the car, and he runs right in front of a van. The van stops. About 2 seconds, 2 inches later, he would have smeared my little boy, in whom I love so much. I went over. I ran out, picked him up, spanked his butt. We chastise those that we love. Mm-hmm. To he who withholds the rod hates his son, but to he who loves him chastises him betimes.
Yep.
Right? I picked him up, spanked his butt really hard. Why? Because I hated him, friends? Nope, because I loved him. The moral of the story is if my little boy doesn't understand no the first time, the second van might not stop. What's the moral of the story? God gave his love and fulfilled grace through Christ Jesus because he loved. And as many as he loves, he rebukes and he chastens.
Yep.
Don't listen to a voice that speaks contrary to that, because it is hate when you lower the law for a lack of love.
That's right.
And what is the fulfilling of the law, friends? To love your neighbor as yourself.
That's right. I have those two verses right in front of me. Revelation 3:19 says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And also, if you go to Romans 13:8, it says, owe no man anything. If you love your brother, you owe him the truth.
Yeah, what does it say right after that? He starts to talk about the moral law of God.
Yeah, it says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. If you love your neighbor as yourself and you see your neighbor in danger, you owe him the truth. You owe
before
him.
Before God
that's
and
right,
man.
To give him the truth that can set him free so he can find true freedom.
We used to have in this country something called Good Samaritan laws, mm-hmm. where you looked out for your neighbors. Now you're taught through the state-run media not to help your neighbor. Which one's love, friends? That's really what it comes down
That's
to.
That's right. And I want to say for those of you that say, listen, amen, and we're having church up in here today. And for some of you listening to the Sons of Liberty, this is where you really get your spiritual food, because maybe you're not getting it at the churches in your area. You say, listen, I want to support you guys. What we're doing is we're having people be a part of a program called the Sons or Daughters of Liberty. And it's been an answer to prayer for people. And the reason why it's been an answer to prayer is because they can feel good about putting their money and sowing it. We're in a place where true Christian patriots are sowing to a church that's constantly doing instead of just sitting in the church pews. We want to turn talk radio into do radio. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, not sit and hope people come to you. And if you say, listen, this is what I want to get behind, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a one-time donation, or if you scroll down a little further, you can see where it says become a son or daughter of liberty. In fact, that's our feature of the week, is how to become a son or daughter of liberty. When you do, you get this beautiful sponsor certificate, a testimony or comic book of Bradley Dean's, free access to all of our events and assemblies. You can also see our daily live stream on the Sons of Liberty Radio via the webcast, and you always get 25% off the product of the week every week. But most importantly, you can feel good about where your money is going to actually make a difference. We don't want to change this nation. We want to restore this nation back to its foundations, namely Jesus Christ, the Constitution, and the Bible. And for those who say, listen, I want to be a part of that, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747.
Did you hear about the little boy that went to church and he was sitting there with his dad and he had the vapors, he had gas? And he looked at his dad, and his dad looked at him and said, did you just cut the cheese? And he said, yes. And the dad said to the little boy, he who farts in church sits in own pew. Did
wow.
you like that first century detox in 23? See ya.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.